there, AI enthusiasts. Welcome back to another episode of AI Breakdown, where we make sense out of the latest research in artificial intelligence. I'm Megan.
And I'm Ray. Today, we've got our hands on a fascinating paper titled SDPO, Don't Use Your Data All at Once. This piece comes from a preprint on Archive, and it's brought to us by Dahyun Kim and her team.
Today's topic concerns large language models, or as we like to call them, LLMs. As these models are becoming more and more part of our lives, it's really crucial to align them with human preferences. And that's the problem this paper is addressing.
That's right, Megan. Traditionally, the approach to alignment has been direct preference optimization, or DPO. But the team behind this paper is suggesting a new method, stepwise DPO, or SDPO for short. The idea is to use preference data not all at once, but in stages, referring to the results of the previous stage to fine-tune the next.
I see. It's like guiding someone through a difficult recipe, one step at a time. But the question remains, what's the main issue they're trying to solve with SDPO, considering DPO is already in place?
Good point, Megan. The main issue lies with the so-called reference models used in DPO. These models are usually not as well aligned with human preferences as we'd like, and guessing the best inputs can be quite a challenge, particularly with proprietary models like GPT, let's just suppose number 4. These situations often lead to the use of weaker references, which in turn could lead to misaligned preferences.
So misaligned preferences seem, not good. But with SDPO, how does this picture change?
Here's the exciting part, Megan. SDPO proposes this incremental approach where you start with just a part of your preference data sets. You train your model, and if it who fits well with that training set, you use it as the new reference model for the next part of data, so the process gets more precise and aligned with each step.
Sounds promising. So basically, SDPO attempts to get better aligning right from the start. But Ray, did the authors present any concrete evidence supporting the effectiveness of this step-by-step method?
They sure did. The authors of the paper show that not only is the final model trained with SDPO more aligned, but it also performs better. It even outdoes other popular LLMs that have more parameters to their credit. It's like saying a novice cook with proper training can potentially whip up a dish better than a veteran chef.
Not every day we hear something like that. Traditionally, enhancement in large language models has been thought synonymous with adding more parameters. But this paper challenges that, pushing for a more stepwise, careful alignment instead.
You're right, Megan. Employing a stepwise strategy on this could be the real deal for improving performance. It highlights that we don't always need to throw more computing power for scaling AI models.
Seems like we've covered it all for today's episode of AI Breakdown. We hope this exploration into the world of stepwise DPO was as exciting for you as it was for us.
And hey, if you find our breakdown helpful, please leave us a review on wherever you get your podcast fix, maybe Apple Podcasts. It helps us bring you these AI papers in a palatable form.
Signing off now, but remember, stay curious, stay excited for AI.